Here's a thought I'll title, Photography and the Visual Arts. One of the biggest mistakes of my youth was focusing my efforts exclusively on photography and completely ignoring the other visual arts. I spent no time studying painting or sketching or pen and ink drawing or graphic design or woodblock printing or linoleum cuts or montage, all of which have something to teach us photographers if we would just open ourselves up to them. Those of you who have know what I'm talking about, because your visual literacy is so much greater and you've got more ideas and more infusion of concepts to think about in your own photography than those of us like myself who primarily ignored them. By defining myself so narrowly as a photographer, I've missed so many opportunities to see and study other visual media. There were two exceptions that should have been clues that I wish I'd picked up on earlier. At a fairly early age, I was introduced to Chinese ink painting, and I fell in love with scrolls, which led me to Chinese and Japanese calligraphy. I was fascinated by that, but I didn't really see much connection with photography because they're so, so different. I appreciated the aesthetic. I didn't learn much that changed my photography. The second visual art that I discovered and did study extensively was Japanese ukiyo-e, woodblock prints. I've talked about them before. And there's a great deal that I learned about ukiyo-e prints that I now currently use in my photography. But I've just scratched the surface. How can we be photographers, visual artists, and not be interested in etchings or pen and ink drawings or any of the other visual media that have been used as personally expressive art media throughout the ages? I think this came about in my case, I suspect in others too, came about because of a self-image definition. I saw myself as a photographer, not as a visual artist. By defining myself as a photographer, that implied certain kinds of images, certain media of presentation, certain tools like cameras and tripods. And I identified so strongly with that world that it never occurred to me that I was simultaneously not identifying myself with the world of fellow visual artists. I now look back on that and think it was a mistake, maybe one of the biggest mistakes of my creative life. Think about it in terms of other media. Can you imagine being a poet and only paying attention to other poets and not reading novels or novellas or nonfiction work at all? Can you imagine being a musician who only listened to your kind of music? Let's say, just to pick a style at random, let's say you enjoyed and wanted to play country western music. Would that mean that you would never listen to rock and roll, or classical symphonies, or jazz? It makes perfect sense to me now that maybe an individual picks one of those that they want to create for themselves. But it doesn't make sense, now that I look back on it, that we would exclude the enjoyment of all other forms of media because they weren't the one that we chose for our self-expression. Photography is a visual medium, and really, when you get right down to it, not that different from other visual media, unless we insist that it is and define ourselves by our tools and our equipment and our processes rather than by something even more important, what we're expressing about life, about the human condition, about ourselves, about moments in time, all of which we share with all the other visual media that express essentially the same kinds of ideas, but with different tools and different techniques. Said another way, is the heart of art about the tools we use to make whatever we make, or is the heart of art about the way we see and interpret and present and understand and feel and discuss the world and life and all the issues that human beings have in common. I might be fascinated by my camera the same way a painter is fascinated by certain kinds of exotic brushes that they think are better than others, just like I think my camera is better than others. That's why I chose it and bought it and use it. But it seems to me that it's those characteristics of art making that go beyond the tools of the medium itself that bring us together and give us something to discuss in common. I've always been fascinated by a good friend of mine, Alan Bruce Z, who has for years been a member of an art group, all of whom use different media. But they get together on a somewhat regular basis to discuss art and content and discoveries and meanings, even though they don't have any commonality in the medium of presentation itself. Alan Bruce Z is the only photographer in the group, and I would guarantee you that that group rarely discusses what is their favorite lens or camera or aperture or tripod. The more we understand what binds a novelist and a poet and a ballet dancer and a composer and a photographer into a group, the more we understand that, the more we understand the heart of art.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.